part of the France Columbia year kicked off in Colombia last December, and the second part of the season ends in France at the end of 2017. Each year, France pairs up with another country outside of Europe to give a boost to bilateral relations in all fields, from commerce to education. Amongst other things, the official event opens a window on the arts and culture of that country. And of course, France's cultural actors enjoy exposure with the season's partner. Even France Médias Monde, to which RFI belongs, formed a bond with Colombia this year, as with the help of RFI's Latin America service in Spanish, FMM launched RFI's sister TV channel France 24 in Spanish, based in Bogota, in the autumn of 2017. This bilateral exchange year is especially special, however, for another reason, because of Colombia's freshly inked historic peace accord with the FARC, former guerrilla movement, which has put an end to decades of civil war. Music heralds a film festival of Colombian film. Sebastian Corral is one of the co-founders of the festival and part of the Barking Dogs Association, known in French as Les Chiens qui Aboient. The Panorama of Colombian Film is actually an annual event. It's in its fifth year, but it's special this year for several reasons. He says the festival is getting more attention because of the France-Colombia year, but Colombian film has already begun benefiting from the French development system in recent years.
Since between 2003 and 2012, we have now 40 films per year. Before 2003, we had just 4 films per year. So it increased by 10.
What happened?
There's a law inspired of the cinema law of many countries, but France is an excellent example. Is to get some taxes from blockbusters to refund it to independent productions. So it's working, and we have much more money to produce movies in Colombia. It's also working very good in Chile. And so Colombia and Chile are joining Mexico and Argentina, which are the strongest one in production in Latin America, Hispanic.
It's a special year because of the political developments in Colombia, as well as being the fifth anniversary year of the Colombian Cinema Panorama. How does the festival program reflect this?
Well, not only our festival reflected, but all the Colombian cinema, because this conflict has been since the middle of the 20th century. So it's present on all the Colombian cinema. This year, we have some films relate to this conflict. The first one is El Silencio de los Fusiles, The Silence of the Guns. It's a documentary about peace negotiations in Cuba. And we have directly the President Santos speaking, and also the commanders of the FARC. The second film is Oscuro Animal, Dark Animal. It's a feature film, it's not a documentary, and it's more poetic film. It's a portrait of three women in three different regions of Colombia, escaping the conflict and running to Bogota.
What other topics are covered in the festival selection this year?
We have a lot of young filmmakers interested on other topics, as you say. For example, youth people, we have Los Nadie, The Nobodies. It's a portrait of young people in Medellin that work on street art. So it's universal, because we're not speaking of geopolitics, but only about young people who has dreams and want to travel and conquer the world. Another important topic was the family. We have three women filmmakers and three films, Amazon, and El Taller. It's on the studio, I would say. This young director, Ana Maria Salas, he makes a movie about her father. He's an artist in Bogota, a well-known artist, so she's exploring her relation with him and with art, because she's also an artist. And Amazon is it's a young mother. She's also director of this movie, and she's making a portrait of her mother, a British woman that arrived in Colombia in the 60s and now lives in the jungle of the Amazon.
Well, we wish you all the very best with the festival that is going to open up Colombia for very many of the people here in Paris.
Thank you very much.
Quiberon Lee managed to squeeze in several attractions for the France Columbia year and its well-planned schedule. They dug around in their Colombian archives and those they inherited from the Musée de l'Homme, the Museum of Mankind, when it was under renovation recently, and found some fabulously interesting photographs. Stéphane Martin is the director of the Quiberon Lee Jacques Chirac Museum in Paris. He tells us more about the Fragments of Columbia from 1848 to 1997 exhibition at the museum and a very important sculpture.
The museum is the keeper now of the French ethnographic collection of photography. So we have a very strong collection of ancient photographies from daguerreotype to mid 20th century photography. So there will be some historical photography by ancient travelers like Eugène Robuchon, for example, and Jules Crevaux made some beautiful photography in the late 19th century. Photographers like Paul Beer, who was in Colombia in the 30s. And then, of course, some more contemporary artists like Juan Manuel Echeverria, for example, Hernán Díaz. Most of the ancient photography are highly documentary, mostly landscapes and type of costumes. But, of course, some of them have a very interesting artistic quality and they can be very touching. The contemporary school of photography in Colombia is very political and conceptual and very strong, I think.
What else are you programming this year as part of the France Colombia season?
The most spectacular thing will be the presence in the hall of the museum of a quite large statue from San Agustin. San Agustin is not only a beautiful place in Colombia, but a very strange and not so much well-known civilization, a kind of post-Mayan civilization, which produced a range of very different and very striking sculptures. One of those sculptures is called El Murciélago, and it will come to Paris for the first time. As far as I know, none of those sculptures have been ever removed from the site of San Agustin. Even an exhibition was planned a few years ago in the capital city, but was never achieved because it was too complicated to transport those pieces. So we're very excited to have this sculpture in Paris.
Good-humoured Timothy Pruce, who's the curator of the Archive of Modern Conflict since 1992, put together one of the first offerings in the France Columbia season. His collection of what he calls generic and eclectic photographs from Colombia collected over about 10 years. They place what he considers as two national Colombian emblems, the orchid and the cow, at the centre. Pruce's collection was shown at the Rencontre d'Arles in the south of France this past summer, one of France's biggest photo gatherings. He spoke to RFI's Maria Carolina Pina at Arles about his experience in Colombia.
Enjoyed all the different parts of Colombia, and they're almost like separate countries, like the Pacific coast. People are so different to like in Bogota or in the big cities. And photography has helped me like not only understand the country, but understand also my reaction to photography and what photography really is, because it's such a deceptive animal, the photo. One photo for one person, totally different thing for another person. The way people use different camera and their own personal visions. And what I liked when I started to look at the ordinary photography of Colombia was not only its reflection of the place, but maybe because some parts of Colombia are a little cut off from the rest of the world, like they develop their own kind of styling. And because I've spent a lot of time looking at photography in general, to see something with a new spirit that is like a fresh flavor almost. But the things, many things unite it. Music is one of them, although the music is so different from one region to the next. That's why I've exhibited a lot of record covers with photographs on the covers.
Stéphane Martin's Musée Quiberon Lee has teamed up with the Festival de l'Imaginaire and brought to Paris this autumn Colombian poet, composer and singer-musician Orlando Holovaldarama. His song and accompanying music is part of the oral tradition of the herders, transmitting the history of their lands, which continues today. The concert is held at the auditorium of the Quai Branly this weekend on October the 14th and 15th. And here's a taste of what's to come. My thanks to all who contributed to this week's programme, and thank you for listening. From me, Roslyn Hyams, and until next time, goodbye. Una estrella roja que todo se la imagina. Si te preguntan, vos no me conocías, no. Tengo un cohete en el pantalón, y vos estás tan fría como la nieve a mi alrededor. Y vos estás tan blanca que ya no sé qué hacer.